Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Once again, tuned into, are you, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. So as I always ask the listeners, those of you that are familiar with this ministry, and for the new listeners that may be dialing in for the first time or listening for the first time over worldwide social media platforms, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with Pastor Norman King as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. But we always go to God's throne of grace and prayer first. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please touch and agree with me in prayer, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as your children, coming together on one accord, knowing and realizing that you are God all by yourself, and you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are always in control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, no matter what we see or hear. We're thankful that you are in total control at all times. Now, Lord, we pray and ask that you be moved by your Spirit on tonight as we move forward through this worldwide platform on tonight, through this ministry over the airways. We come asking, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer that are faithfully doing your work and being doers of your word and not just hearers only. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We come thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us. Even though we know we don't deserve it, we're not worthy of your grace or your mercy. So we just thank you for extending your grace and mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up my older sister, Janice Nielsen, and her daughter, my niece, Crystal Nielsen, as they are grieving still in the loss of my brother-in-law, her husband, Dale Nielsen. And we continue in Massachusetts, we continue to lift up my cousin, Mary Ann King, who was taken to the hospital. She is now home from the hospital. We continue to lift her up in prayer that you will continue to touch, strengthen and heal and anoint her body in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up our faithful listener, Gwen Walker, as they are getting ready to making a funeral arrangement for her brother on tonight. She called me on tonight and letting me know that she may not be on the air tonight because of that situation. So we had to do a comfort and strengthen her and that family as they grieve on tonight. Continue to be with all those that are grieving on tonight, all over the land, not only my sister Janice and my niece Crystal, but Gwen Walker and her family, and my entire family, that as we still are celebrating the life of our brother-in-law, Dale Nielsen. Continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are grieving and bereaving on tonight all over the land. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. Let them all feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even as they go through their hour of bereavement. But we know that it's a process that we all go through when we lose a loved one. So help them to continue to put their faith and trust in you, knowing that you do all things well. Now, Lord, we pray and ask that you be moved by your Spirit through this ministry on tonight, as Pastor Norman King, your son, comes forth delivering your word on tonight, that every listener will be able to receive this word. They will hear it, and they will receive your word on tonight. We come especially lifting up all those that may be listening for the first time, those that may be listening on them tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, that do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that some of them will be saved through your word on tonight, that they will hear this word. They will not only hear it, but they will receive it. They will open their own mouth to confess their sins, and they will ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them on tonight. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we thank you for this ministry broadcast. We thank you that it's not in vain. We ask that you will continue to bless it, that it will continue to grow, that you will continue to be glorified through it, that the listeners will be continue to be blessed by the word and every testimony that comes forth over this platform. Now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your Spirit. Have your way. Help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you get the glory in each one of our lives is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture proof of thought, and it comes to us saying on tonight, so-called keeping it real don't mean being hurtful. You can keep it real with a loving and kind spirit. Someone needs to hear that spiritual proof of thought. I'm going to say it again. And it's come to us saying on tonight, so-called keeping it real don't mean being hurtful. You can keep it real with a loving and kind spirit. I do welcome all comments from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. We are getting ready to receive Pastor Norman King. Again, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready. We want to keep his sister Mary Ann King lifted up in prayer as she has been released from the hospital once again on tonight. We thank God for that. So we know that he is our healer. We will open up the phone lines after Pastor King has concluded with the message on tonight. So he's going to open up with a song. I'm not going to do a music break song on tonight because he has a song that he's going to play and minister to us before he brings forth God's word. So at this time, Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
All right, thank you. God bless you. And so heaven smile upon you. I'm so humbly grateful for the opportunity and privilege to be before you tonight. I want to continue to encourage my cousin James Brown for his faithfulness and to the ministry which God has assigned him. And I want to, before I play this song, I want to lift up one of my brothers in Christ here in Greensboro that he's been going through and kind of disconnected in one way, but I kept on sending him scriptures every day, words of encouragement every day, and it's been about 2 weeks, and today he finally responded. Been out of pocket.
Wow.
And had COVID. You know, and he knew about my COVID experience last year when I was in ICU 2 weeks. And when I come out of ICU, I was out of work for 3.5 months, rehabilitated. And he commented about me and his experience, how God had spared us. So I was so happy to see that response. You know, when you don't hear from somebody, the Bible say one thing we must be consistent in, that's prayer. I kept on praying. I kept on praying. I got certain people I send scriptures to every day, and I put him into it. Yeah. Whether I was getting a response or not, I kept on, and I was persistent, you know, because I was feeling it, you know, real strong in my spirit, and I was so happy, so excited, you know, to get that response to him today. I praise God for that. So without further ado, I'm going to play this song. This song here is by Tamela Mann, and it's called Gotta Keep Moving. And a lot of the lyrics is going to talk about speak, Lord, speak, Lord.
Before on my own, it was wrong. Lord, to know
God be the glory. To God be the glory. And you know, even though we know that God hears, and we have confidence in knowing that God hears, amen, and but he still wants us to speak, amen.
Oh, yeah.
Even though we know he knows all things, he still wants us to communicate, amen, like that song
right.
say, amen, and like your life and like my life, I know God hears me. I know God sees all. I know God has infinite power, but I still got to pray these things anyhow because I get confident in knowing. And that, with that being said, it does something to build up my spirit. It does something to enhance my soul, amen, and to the point that now my body is feeling better, amen. So we got to continue to build, amen, and know that God, we're not saying that as if he need to hear that like he don't know already, but it helps us. Come on, somebody. It helps us to speak these things, amen, to say these things, amen, because we know he hears all, he sees all, and he has infinite power. With that being said, tonight, my scripture, I'm going to bring one scripture. We're going to talk about certain parts of this chapter, but I'm going to just give one scripture, amen, and this is going to be basically the kind of pin on or focus on what the message is going to be tonight. So I'm going to be coming from Matthew, amen, Matthew the second chapter, and I'm going to read that, not second chapter, Matthew the second chapter and the 12th verse, Matthew second chapter, 12th verse, King James, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior, if I sin against you any kind of way, I'm asking at this moment to forgive me for my sins and my trespasses. I pray that the hearers of your word will hear you and not me. As I'm your earthen chosen vessel, you have appointed to be the spokesperson in this hour. And I just pray that I be decreased and the hearers of the word be decreased, and that you be increased. We ask these prayers today in the name in tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Tonight,
amen.
I come with a message titled, Today God Has Spoken. And dealing with this is dealing with Jesus. Amen. And it's dealing with his childhood and some things that he faced, which was danger after danger. And we know the story, amen, the birth of Christ and some events that took place, amen, how God spoke to the wise men and they began to move and follow the star, so on and so forth. But I'm not getting to all that tonight. I want to just focus on today, tonight, God has spoken and being warned of God in a dream. Come on, somebody, that they should not return to Herod. They depart into their own country another way. So this and this is dealing with Matthew the second chapter verses 2 through 23. I'm not going to cover all verses, but just to give you an idea, in order to hear the and understand more about what I'm going to talk about, just take that in your own time and read that whole verse 12 down to 23 in the second chapter of Matthew. But I want to give something here tonight, how Herod, he plotted to find and to kill Jesus. Let's don't get it twisted. And it's like you and I, amen, God has called us. God has appointed us. And we are a threat to Satan's kingdom. Amen. And anytime you are a threat, amen. And if we go up there in Ephesians 6:12, where it talks about principalities and wickedness and evil, where we wrestle not against flesh and blood, it's a spiritual warfare. Amen. And there's angels that's been assigned to you by God. There's angels that's been assigned to you by the evil one. Come on, somebody. Amen. So understand that there's been a plot. Amen. And in these verses tonight, we talk about how Herod, okay, he was threatened. even though it's been prophesied, amen, and people act like they don't believe something, but their action shows that they really do believe. Come on, amen. So he plotted to find and to kill Jesus, amen. So now the wise men were warned. And look what verse 12 say, and being warned of who? Warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. Okay? See, God has told you not to go somewhere. Come on, somebody. Come on.
Come on.
Amen. And you mess around and get your emotions all tore up and stricken because of this, that, and the other. Hear God. Because I want you to know that God has spoken. Amen. He said, he told them, he said, they departed. He said, other brother, don't return back. Because, see, Herod had gave him the charge. Go and find him so I can worship him. That was a lie. Amen. What
That's
he wanted
right.
to do is to kill Jesus. To kill Jesus. So sometimes people may want to lead you as if they got good intentions. No, no. You better have discernment of spirit. That's one of the gifts,
I
y'all.
Know that's
you
right.
better have discernment of spirit and know. Amen. And know what is the truth or it's a lie. Not based upon your abilities or my abilities, but because of the Holy Spirit that's inside of you and inside of me. Amen. So the wise men were warned. And the thing I like about this is that they was warned. See, we can get a warning. Come on, somebody. Amen. But getting the warning is only part of it. It don't mean nothing unless you obey. Look at the last part of verse 12. The first part says, but they were warned. But the second part says, what? And they departed into their what? Own country another way. That's evidence that they just didn't hear God and didn't obey God. They heard God and what? And obeyed God. Amen? And verse 13 says, and when they departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph. Here we go, y'all, in a dream. Saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek, here we go, y'all, the young child to do what? To destroy him. So I want to make this relevant. You know, as the scripture, make the scripture relevant to us in our life right now. God done spoke to you. God spoke to me. He done told you stuff. He done told me stuff, amen. How many times have we obeyed him? How many times have we disobeyed him? So I want you to get the word tonight where God has spoken already. Come on, somebody. So God done told you to leave. He told you to stay, amen. He told you to be quiet. He told you to say, I'm just trying to give y'all an illustration that Herod, he was the second danger. The first danger was in verse 12, and the second danger in his illustration is verse 13. The second danger was Herod, what? He attempted to do what? To destroy Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He was the devil's representative. Amen? In the same way Herod was the devil's representative, Satan got represented today. Want to take you and me all the way out. Amen. He wants us to compromise. And see, that's why we got so much going on inside the churches today. Come on, y'all. Let's be real now. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen.
That's
because we are allowing infiltration by compromise. Amen. So we got to be like this example that I'm talking about tonight. And so what happened, y'all? What we see here in the last part of this verse 13 is that Joseph was miraculously warned. Come on, somebody. It was just a regular warning. You know, sometimes when you get a warning, that thing has more impact than another one, right? So here we got Joseph was miraculously warned to flee to Egypt. It says, flee to Egypt and be thou high. Bring thee word. Huh? For Herod will seek the young king, the young child, to destroy him. But see, what are some results of this, y'all? Verse 14, it says that when he arose, what did he do? He took, now, he's in a dream. God spoke to him, right? When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and did what? Departed to Egypt. This is evidence that Joseph did what? Obeyed.
That's right.
Amen? He obeyed. amen, by going to Egypt based upon what he was told, amen. And what this means tonight, y'all, it's saying we should do the same thing. Quit listening to folk.
Right.
Come on, somebody. Quit listening to folk. Amen. And listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen. People should confirm what God through the Holy Spirit has already said already. Amen. So God has spoken to you already. Amen. Quit entertaining. See, Eve in the garden, one of the problems that she had is that she entertained the devil, the serpent. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, nip it in the bud. Amen. We live in a time, y'all. The Bible says that their time will be, and it is now, that people will be so ever learning, never what? Coming to the knowledge of the truth. We got so many people inside the church that's so messed up, so jacked up, because they're listening to too many people saying so many different things. The Bible says, like what old songs say, like a ship. Like a ship without a sail. Amen. The Bible says that a double-minded person is unstable, what, in all thy ways. Amen? So we don't want to be like that. We want to be like this illustration I'm giving you tonight, that when Joseph obeyed by fleeing to Egypt, amen, and then what it says in verse 15, and was there unto the death of Herod. Amen? See, you got to know when God tell you to go somewhere and know when God tell you to leave. And know if God don't tell you to leave, he may tell you to stay, amen, because Scripture was fulfilled, amen. The family lived in Egypt for a while. Now, I want to go down a little bit and break some things down as I open up this message, because I'm not going to be before you long, amen, but I got to do what thus said the Lord, amen, because I want us to know, receive this word tonight, amen. Give me
that's
a second
right
here. Praise God. So remember, today God has spoken. So now, the child, he faced danger after danger, amen. From the first, even as a child, Jesus Christ faced danger. Time and again, there was an attempt to stamp out his life. I'm just trying to say something, y'all. Just because we live in and we feel comfortable, we got this, we got that, don't at now minute think the devil that the devil wants you and me to what? To continue to trust and believe God and worship God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The devil want us.
That's right.
Well, what the Bible said? He come to seek and speak. How it goes?
Kill and destroy.
Okay.
Kill and destroy.
Kill and destroy. Thank you. To kill and destroy by any means necessary, amen. So here, in the midst of the devil want to step out the life of this child, Jesus, yet God, what did God do? God miraculously delivered and protected him every step of the way. Now,
yes,
with that illustration, the same thing applies to me and you. God
that's
is
right
still moving miraculously. Amen? Amen. He wants to deliver and protect us every step of our way in life. Amen?
That's
even
right
though we go through this and go through that, know that God is. Amen. God is without you and me. Amen. God is. Now, in the midst of what you're going through or what I'm going through, remember that God is. Amen. God just spoke to you. You see, some of us are hinging on what God has already told us. This word is for you tonight. Hear God. Know that God has spoken. Amen. See, God cares. And God will protect the person who places his life under God's care. Come on, church. Come on.
That's right.
God cares about
amen
you. God cares about
amen
me. And God will protect us. Amen. He said, I'll never leave
yes
you comfortless. Amen.
No.
I will protect you. Amen. So in this verse 12, I talk about the first danger, right? I'm reemphasizing where Herod was plotting to find Jesus. Amen. See, remember this. Herod had become very upset. When?
Mm-hmm.
When he heard about a child being born who was supposed to be a king. See, that disturbed him. Come on. Now, if
that's
he didn't
right
believe
that's
or right thought it didn't have no effect, why would he feel that way? Come on, church. Come on. Come on now.
That's
people that's say stuff, amen. But see, if he wasn't threatened by it, why would he get upset? Amen.
There you go.
See, we can only imagine we don't even know the full force, but we know God is an awesome God, amen. So here, knowing that he was upset, he has sent the wise men, come on, church, to Bethlehem to search for the child king. Amen. Now, if it wasn't no threat, why would he send them there? I'm just saying.
Right.
Amen. So, therefore, come on. We don't see, in the time we're living in now, we see danger across it. Now, let's just deal with our country, amen, across the United States. Every day, people dying. We got so much crime. It used to be years ago, mostly crime was up north or out west or down in Florida.
Right.
It's all over. It's all over. Yeah. Everywhere you go,
everybody.
Rich neighborhood, poor neighborhood, middle class, all over. Why? Because the devil know he ain't got much time. Amen?
That's
he
right.
ain't got much time, so he's seeking whom he may.
He can devour.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is. Amen. So here we got the wise men. See, they was representatives. They didn't know they was. Come on, y'all. And sometimes we don't know that we are. Sometimes we don't know. So the wise men were miraculously, come on, y'all, warned by God.
That's right.
What is God saying to you today? What is God saying to you today? Amen. I'm going to ask the question for the third time. What is God saying to you today? See, God, listen to my little note here, y'all. God did not warn them of Herod's plot until they had followed through. Good God Almighty, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Actually found Jesus and worshiped him. Delay does not mean denied. Come on, somebody, amen. I'm saying again, delay does not mean denied. Amen. So in other words, they had an enormous drive. They wanted to go. Amen. Up to this point, if you go back to the chapter before, you see all of the miraculous things that took place. The star appeared, the star left, the star came back. Amen. Come on. So they had begun to experience, and God used some heathens, y'all. I told the church last Sunday, he used some stinky folks, folks who had smell. Come on, y'all. Sometimes we turn down a blessing because the blessing don't look like we want it to look. Sometimes we turn the blessing down sometimes because a blessing don't smell the way we want it to smell. Come on, somebody. But God used these wise men, huh? Because they had an enormous drive. Come on. Amen. My question to you tonight, do you have that kind of drive that the wise men had? Come on now. Do you have that kind of drive they had? Amen. They had a compelling drive to what? To worship the newborn king. Come on, somebody. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to say again, these wise men had a compelling drive to worship the newborn king.
Yeah.
And you know what? And they had been ever so faithful and diligent in seeking him. In other words, you and I got to have a made-up mind. No matter what, no matter what somebody said, no matter what they did or what they're trying to do, we got to have a made-up mind. Anyone who's diligent seeking God's son can expect to be met and directed by God. Can I get a witness? Come on, somebody. Can I get a witness? Huh?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you again. Anyone who diligently seek God's son can expect to be met and directed by God. See, God met. All right, then, let me slow down for a minute. God met and warned the wise men.
Yes, he did.
Of the impending danger. God done told you. God done spoke to you. God told you. Don't you go out there. Don't go.
But I went anyway.
Anyway, huh? So I'm saying to you tonight that he will meet and direct your path, amen, of any believer who diligently seek him. Now, we got a verse here, y'all, Acts 17:27 says that they should seek the Lord if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far, come on, James, from every one of us. Amen.
That's
and then
right.
we got Deuteronomy 4:29 says, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with what? All thy heart and with all thy soul. Amen. Another verse to go in the same category is Isaiah 55:6, where it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Come on, y'all.
Found.
Call upon him
while
he is near. why he's near.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on, somebody. So the wise men, it's our example tonight. The wise men obey God's warning. Are you?
Because
I'm going to say again. The wise man obey God's warning. Are you? Amen.
Good
the
point.
Wise man chose to obey God rather than Herod. Who you listen to? Look here. Nobody's above God. If God's been saying something, come on, quit. Oh, now I'm about to get in righteous trouble, but let me keep on moving. Therefore, God directed and protected them. Amen. And God directs and protects the lives of those who do what? Who put him first. Come on. All right.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again. God directs and protects the lives of those who put him first. And let me give you a verse to back it up. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen.
That's the
Second
word.
2 Timothy 4:18 says, and the 2 Timothy 4:18, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. And for those that seem to have a bad time tonight dealing with issues on your own, remember 1 Peter 5:7, where it says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep on moving because I'm going to tie this thing together. Amen. Tie it together. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. As we look on down, and we got another illustration where we're talking about Joseph obeyed. Amen. The thing about Joseph obeying is that Joseph was totally unaware of the danger. Good God Almighty, huh? That takes obedience, y'all. See, this man obeyed. He didn't even know how much danger he was in. Are you hearing me? How many times do we sit back and try to rationalize something, huh? I want to rationalize this. And I can't remember that word that people be using a lot these days. Logic. Logic. I got to put logic in there. Come on. They said there's anything wrong with logic, but you better hear God first above all that stuff, y'all. You better hear God first.
Ooh,
amen. So Joseph obeyed. Amen. He was totally unaware of the danger, but you know what? But he had been obedient to God's call. So how many of you tonight, amen, who are looking back on some of your experience that you didn't act accordingly, that you realize that God kept you. Come on, somebody. He kept you.
I'm a witness.
Amen, for some stuff that you wasn't not even aware of. Amen. He was working in your behalf, and you wasn't even aware of. Amen. I'm going to say again, he was working in your behalf, and you didn't even know. Amen. And because of his, talking about Joseph, because of his obedience, God delivered him from a terrible danger. Amen.
Yes, he did.
As I continue, because I'm winding down there, amen. God expected Joseph and Mary to be obedient without grumbling and murmuring. Come on now. So the same thing applies to you and me. God expects us to be obedient without grumbling and murmuring. Amen. Now, Joseph and Mary had two reasons to be discouraged, y'all, and to grumble. What was it? This was God's child, and they knew that was God's child. Come on, y'all. Remember, they knew it was God's child. Why was he having to flee anything? Come on now. Let's go back to our natural mind. Amen. No matter how holy, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost you are, amen, you still got a natural mind. Amen. So here it is. They looking like, we know he's the God's child, so why we got to flee from anything, huh? They knew that he had been chosen for a various service to be serving to God. Why would God call? See how your mind can wander when you begin to entertain things, amen, instead of nipping it? Why would God cause them to go through so much pain and trauma? And we think the same way sometimes, amen. Why I got to be going through this? And why? It should be, why not you? James, the first chapter, verse 2, 3, and 4, talk about count it all joy when you go through doubt, temptation, and trials. Amen. So God expected Joseph and Mary to believe without questioning. Come on, somebody. I'm going to say it again.
Right.
God expected Joseph and Mary to believe without questioning or what? Doubting. And this, guess what, church? And this they did. Joseph and Mary demonstrated great faith, great trust in God. They acted and obeyed without question. And in closing, I'm going to give you Psalms 30:75, where it says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
No matter
what. God delivers his obedient servant. Amen?
Yes, he does.
I'm trying to say something, amen. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to close this thing down. God is saying to you, and you know what God has said to you, let go and let God have his way. Amen? Joseph was miraculously instructed. Amen. God has spoken to you. He has instructed you.
Yeah.
Let some things go. Let some things go. Because today, as I close this out, God has spoken. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your people. We continue, Father God, to work in my life, amen, as I stay humble before you, loving you the way I love you and the way I'm adoring you. And I just want to be obedient. If I sin against you any kind of way, ask for forgiveness right now. Continue to bless this ministry that my cousin James, amen, has called to do. And I pray his strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that the Redeemer Lord say amen, amen, and amen is back in your hands, Cousin James.
Amen.
You,
praise the Lord unto me. Listen,
thank you, Lord.
I know I was really blessed by this word on tonight because you hit the nail on the head because I'm guilty myself. When you were talking about that, and I thought about I thought about a whole lot of times when the Holy Spirit told me not to go certain places and don't do certain things, but I did it anyway. But thanks be to God, even in my disobedience and doing what I wanted to do anyway, after being told and led by the Spirit not to do it, I did it. But thank God he kept me from seen and unseen dangers. I am still here today. I could have been dead and gone caught up in situations where violence struck out, and I could have been caught up in the middle and been dead. But God, thank God for his Holy Spirit. Thank God for being a promise keeper, that he knows those that truly belongs to him. Even though we do sin and we fall short of his glory, we thank God that we can go through Jesus Christ and be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions so that we can be put back on the right track and we can continue to walk in and fulfill our God's purpose in the earth. So this message on tonight was not just for the listeners. This lesson tonight was for me because it built up my strength and my faith even more in the God that I serve, because he is a promise keeper. So I thank God for you, Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. I thank God for you. Thank God for you being obedient and you allowing the Lord to use you in the way that he's using you to be a light, to be an example, to be an encourager of God's word, not with your feelings or your opinions, but we thank God for what he's doing in your life. And guess what? As long as you continue to stay faithful to God, not just for you, but any faithful doer of God's word, this applies to all of us. I'm speaking this word into my own life. Anyone that's listening and hear my voice that just heard Pastor Norman King's voice with this powerful message on tonight titled, Today God Has Spoken. And yes, he has. He has truly spoken through Pastor Norman King on tonight for every listener. So we just thank God for you, Pastor Norman King. You continue to stay on the wall. Continue to preach God's word in and out of seasons. When people don't want to hear it, continue to preach it anyhow, because God is still being glorified through you. Souls are being saved through his word as you teach and preach his word. So right now, we can open up the phone lines. Right now, we know that a lot of people do dial in. And again, a lot of people do not make comments. But we do thank God for everyone that do dial into the show. We thank God for those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world. And guess what, listeners? I think I mentioned it Thursday night that very soon I will be on Facebook Live doing this ministry. I will be still doing it through Blog Talk Radio Internet, and I will be also doing it live on Facebook so the listeners can see me and they can also see my guests that are delivering God's word at the same time. So I thank God for opening that door. Thankful to my younger sister, Donetta, who has She didn't even ask me. She just made a suggestion that I do it that way, but she went ahead and went a step further and started the process so that it can be done, so it can make it happen. So I thank God for how he's using my sister to be a blessing to me and to also to this worldwide ministry platform that he is going to be glorified even more. So right now, the phone lines are open. Once again, we want to continue to lift up Sister Gwen Walker, Pastor Norman King. She loved listening to you deliver the word, but she is helping her family out with the funeral arrangements for her brother. So that's why she's not on the line tonight. She called me and let me know that she would not be on the line and let you know that that's why she's not listening on tonight. But she can always go back to the website and put it up and be blessed by this message on tonight. So we want to continue to lift her up in prayer. We want to continue to lift up your sister, my cousin, Mary Ann King, in prayer, who's now home from the hospital. Also, we want to continue to lift up my sister, Janice Nielsen, and my niece, her daughter, in prayer as her husband made his transition on last Tuesday suddenly of a massive heart attack. So we want to continue to pray for them, and not only them, but all those that are bereaved on tonight, all those that have lost loved ones all over the land, all those that are sick and afflicted, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer on tonight. So right now, the phone lines are open for anyone that may have a comment, or if you want to give Pastor King words of encouragement, you can do so now. The phone lines are open. Anyone? Praise the Lord. I always want to give people an opportunity to see if they have received this message on tonight. Again, I know that I received this word on tonight, and I know that I was not the only one. This was a powerful word that was a blessed word for every listener. And you know what else? I also thank God this message and this ministry is being heard in prisons all over the United States. Prisoners are now being able to hear this ministry. So we give God the glory for all the great things that he's doing through this ministry, because we got to realize and know that it's not about us. It's about God. It's about Jesus. It's about his word going forth with power, that souls are being saved, backsliders are coming back to the fold, and those that are in the body of Christ are being built up and strengthened and edified through God's word, through this worldwide ministry platform. I am so grateful for what God is doing. So I guess there's no one going to say anything on tonight. I did open up the phone lines. But anyway, we thank God for you. Yes.
Well, giving honor to God. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Okay. I just wanted to keep you and Pastor King lifted up in prayer to let you all know that God is well pleased with the work that you both are doing in the kingdom. Keep on keeping on and continue to look to the hills, and God will do the rest.
Ooh, I'm a witness. Amen.
Thank you so much.
That's Sister Tara Doss, Pastor King, from one of the members of my church family members, Sister Tara Doss from the church of Pastor Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where our pastor is none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway. So thank you so much for being an encourager. You always lift us up with your encouraging words, Sister Tara Doss, and we want to continue to lift you up in prayer. She recently had surgery again on her throat. So we thank God for the progress that she's coming along. She's being healed, delivered, and set free. So we know that the enemy, like you said, the enemy is still doing what he do, coming to kill, steal, and destroy. But when we are wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus, we are a mighty force against the enemy. So that's why we have to be faithful doers of his word, not just hearers only. So we thank God for you, Pastor Norman King, once again. And again, I want to thank all the listeners that dialed in on tonight, even though you might not have said anything. Again, I thank all the listeners that's listening in through the different social media platforms. We're going to continue to encourage one another in God's word, continue to lift each other up in prayer. And one thing I love about God, we don't have to send him anywhere. Guess what? And guess why? Because he's everywhere at the same time. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We bless your name because no one is like you. You are an awesome God. You are worthy of our praise. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, even what we hear on the news, we thank you that you are in total control at all times. And all power in heaven and in earth is still in your hands and always will be. So that's why we stand on your word that you let us know that we can lift up our eyes into the hills from which cometh our help. for all of our help comes from you. We thank you for being our everything. You are our comforter. You are our healer. You are our doctor. You are our peace, our joy, our strength. Again, you are our everything. You are our protector. We thank you for your angels that you send to protect us and watch over us while we slumber and sleep, even while we travel up and down the highways, dangerous highways, and while we're out of our homes. We thank you for keeping us. And we thank you for every angel that watches over us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in every faithful believer in Jesus' name. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in each one of us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you keep us even when we are being disobedient, even when we sin and fall short of your glory. We thank you that your Son, Jesus Christ, his blood was shed on the cross, that when we fall short, when we sin against your word, we can go through your Son, Jesus Christ, because of his shed blood on the cross. And he rose from the dead just like he said he would. And because of that, we can go through him and ask for forgiveness of our sins. And we are grateful that we have an advocate that we can go through to be redeemed and restored and back to a good standing and fellowship and relationship with you. So for this, we are grateful in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless this worldwide ministry, this worldwide platform, that it will continue to grow. It is marvelous in our eyes, the mighty things that you're doing through this worldwide ministry. And we want to continue to ask you to continue to bless the men and women that come forth sharing your word, the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform, all those that share powerful testimonies, all the different authors that are coming forth are sharing their books and how you have blessed their lives that they can write books and Heavenly Father be a blessing to the listeners on tonight. For everything that you do through this worldwide ministry, we thank you for it, and we don't take it lightly or for granted. So we ask that you will continue to move by your spirit in this worldwide ministry platform. Have your way. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow and every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name where your word is going forth. We pray that you will bless your men and women that's going to bring forth your word on tomorrow, that's going to teach your word, that's going to preach your word on tomorrow, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow, and that you most of all will get the glory. And we know that as you get the glory, the enemy is more horrified. So we just thank you that you are even getting more glory in the name of Jesus. So have your way in every door, in every situation, and the Father, that you alone get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. We continue to lift up my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and the peace and goodwill family, that you continue to bless us, use us individually, and support our body and people for the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, remember, as I always say, I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So we want to continue to encourage one another in God's word, not with our feelings, not with our opinions, but with God's word. And when we do it that way, we know we can't go wrong. So as we go ahead and close out for tonight, remember, Overseer Josephine Jackson will be delivering God's word on next Thursday night, the 15th of December. Overseer Jackson out of Washington, D.C., will be bringing forth God's word. Then on next Saturday night, the 17th, I have author Stevenson, Tanisha Stevenson from Alabama. She has been my guest before. She was in prison, and she has written a book. She's out of prison, and now she has written another book. And so she will be my special guest on next Saturday night, the 17th. So you want to tune in next Saturday night and be blessed by her as well. She is this young woman of God. Listen, God has done so many marvelous things in this woman's life. Author is Takesha Stevenson. She's from Marion, Alabama. God is using her in a mighty way. Now he has made her. Since she had been incarcerated in prison, she had a 40-year sentence. God only allowed, they blessed her to serve 4 years, and she had been released. But she has written so many books, and now she has become a justice ambassador. She go around different cities speaking to governors and mayors regarding prison reform and how they can turn things around regarding the prisons and the prisoners. And so God is using her in a mighty way. So she's going to be my special guest on next Saturday night. Her book, this title, is new book is titled Conviction Beyond the Walls. Before, her first book was Conviction Behind the Walls. Now she's going to talk about her new book, Conviction Beyond the Walls, after she had been released from prison. So you don't want to miss this powerful testimony of how God is going to use her on next Saturday night. So until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Again, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.